evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. UPND and Tonse Alliance boycott Chawama parliamentary by-election debate organized by KBN and media partners. Levi Mwanawasa Medical University students raise concern over missing November 2025 examination results. More protests erupt in Iran as Supreme Leader accuses crowds of trying to please Trump.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The United Party for National Development, UPND, and the Forum for Democracy and Development under the Tonse Alliance this afternoon shunned the Chawama parliamentary by-election debate organized by KBN and supported by the BBC Media Action and Millennium Radio. The debate organized for all nine candidates was marked by the absence of the United Party for National Development, UPND, and the Tonse Alliance through the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, both of which shunned the event. The remaining candidates used the platform to outline their policies and appeal to the voters. As the debate went on, the candidates contesting the Chawama parliamentary by-elections have pledged to deliver development within 2 months of assuming office as campaigns intensify ahead of the January 15, 2026 polls. The candidates say their immediate priorities include addressing youth unemployment, prostitution, and persisting flooding challenges, which residents of Chawama say continue to affect their livelihoods. Some aspirants have also vowed to continue a development project initiated by the former Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu, emphasizing the need for continuity in service delivery, regardless of political affiliation. The Chawama by-election follows the declaration of the seat vacant by the National Assembly. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has since set January 15, 2026 as a date for the poll. A total of nine candidates are participating in the election, representing the UPND, the Forum for Democracy and Development, the National Congress Party, and the Leadership Movement, the Citizens First Party, the National Democratic Congress, as well as two independent candidates. As the election date approaches, candidates continue to engage residents, promising responsive leadership and accelerated development in the constituency. Mining expert Danny Mwila has called on the Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development to strengthen the monitoring and evaluation of artisanal miners trained under the government's artisanal mining program. Ms. Mwila says while the training and licensing of artisanal miners is a positive step, it should not end at the classroom level. He has urged the Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development to ensure that those who are trained and issued with licenses are regularly monitored to confirm that they are applying the skills and safety procedures they are taught. Mr. Mwila notes that proper follow-ups will help improve safety standards and reduce accidents in artisanal mining operations, which he says remain a major concern in the sector. He adds that effective monitoring and evaluation will also promote responsible mining practices and ensure that objectives of the artisanal mining programs are fully realized. I will read the Chawama story once again. The candidates in Chawama say their immediate priorities include addressing youth unemployment, prostitution, and persistent flooding challenges, which residents of Chawama say continue to affect their livelihoods.
When you look at Chawama constituents, I think we're going to discover that 22 are not abusing drugs, and that is the challenge, because majority of our young people in Chawama are abusing that. And so the plan that I have for the youth is the fact that we are going to come up with these youth centers, and we are also going to build, to come up with, you know, the rehabilitation center, so that those addicts, some of them, you know, could be taken back to school and perhaps maybe find something for them to do. Education is number one. So Chawama needs a number of skilled training centers, so that our youth can be power of knowledge. Chalamo needs some kind of empowerment. So I look at the growth and then find a way of telling them. First thing that I observed is there's need for some kind of mindset transformation.
As an entity for Chalamo, what I would do first of all is to create relationships with the children that are being referred to as young kids, you know, and those that are underprivileged. Once that wrong relationship is created, I will now be getting them into school, especially with the needs of the free education. That is for those that are willing.
Some students at the Levi Mwanawasa Medical University have raised concern over missing examination results for the November 2025 examination. The students have complained that despite the official release of the results, some courses have not reflected on their academic transcripts. The students say the omission has disadvantaged them as it has prevented them from progressing to the next stage of their studies. They have since appealed to the authorities to intervene in the matter. Meanwhile, Levi Mwanawasa Medical Students Union President Manyuma Malambo has confirmed the development, stating that the union is engaging university management to resolve the issue. Mr. Malambo says the union is currently in talks with management over the missing results.
So I think the best is you can give a statement maybe tomorrow, because right now I'm still finalizing certain engagements. So we can't give certain information prematurely before the result of those engagements. Yes, we are doing everything we can possibly do concerning engagements.
Okay.
But
however, sources within the institution have revealed that some of the affected students have not fully paid their tuition fees, prompting management to withhold the results. But when contacted for comment, Levi Mwanawasa Medical University Registrar declined to comment on the matter. Renewable energy expert Emmanuel Matsika says while the Batoka Gorge hydropower project is attractive, over reliance on a single power source exposes Zambia and Zimbabwe to serious energy security risks. He has explained that each technology, whether hydro, solar, thermal, coal or biomass, has pros and cons, making a diversified energy mix essential. He was speaking in the context of Zambia and Zimbabwe's commitment of $220 million each in equity to revive the Batoka Gorge project, a $4.2 billion 2,400 megawatts cross-border hydropower facility planned on the Zambezi River near Victoria Falls. The combined $440 million equity injection is intended to strengthen the project's bankability and attract private capital. Once completed, the plant is expected to supply 1,200 megawatts to each country, reinforcing national grids and feeding power into the Southern African power pool. Dr. Masika notes that Mega Hydro provides base load power with a capacity factor of 42-50%, higher than solar's 17-20%. He adds that thermal plants are reliable but emit carbon dioxide and require constant maintenance, at times taking hundreds of megawatts offline for scheduled checks.
In this case, it's roughly, the Batoka plant is spending roughly at around $1.8 million a megawatt, which is for base load power, that is actually on the lower side, and that's what attracts the investors or the project proponents and project developers, operators to go into this. So financially, it's quite attractive. One thing, or the downside, is that there's that risk of putting money into one place, and in the event of vulnerability such as droughts and all, anything that may happen, we discover that the risk is very high, the financial risk is extremely high.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Milimo Malambo says Zambia's increased reliance on domestic borrowing reflects growing confidence in the local financial market, but warns that careful management will be critical to avoid